Good morning. Listen to RDU the morning after. It is the time that it is. You're here with Ben and Josh.
And Preston from The Exchange. Good morning.
Yo, good morning. What's up? Morning after. Morning after what? What's the...
Exactly. Well, that's kind of the joke, you know, because people say like, oh, you know, the morning after, that's, you know, it's like yeah. There's been a couple shows where it's legitimately been the morning after for us.
Yeah.
You know, like after Zorza last year was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Go Live?
Yeah. Go Live, yeah. Yeah. I literally almost
bail.
Like...
Well done.
Yeah, I literally you know almost like took a nap in the studio after Zorza. Like I came out, I think I did the whole show just sitting on the couch with the mic just stretched, like, oh,
huddled.
It was rough.
I'm sure there are so many events coming up that are similar energy if we were to go.
Not too bad. I'd say for most of my events, I mean, I guess this is the con of living above The Exchange, is you have to do like the walk of shame sometimes, like down to get your coffee and everyone's like, oh, okay, so big weekend, and I was like, yeah, it's all right. And they're like, oh, and you're still doing the event tonight, right? And I'm like, yeah.
You're like, yes,
something like that.
Yeah. But before we get to stuff coming up, there is stuff that just went to the Truth gig. We talked to Truth about it last Thursday, and you were obviously there. It was at The Exchange. So how did it all go?
Yeah, as a gig, it was an incredible night. The Roots Fire Sound crew. Yeah, we're well, as I guess for us, just moving towards music, we're like kind of trying to categorize, I guess, some of the stuff we do now.
For the
crew doing the Roots Fire Sound are an incredible crew to work with. That sound system sounds beautiful. I love that an artist like Tristan gets to collaborate with other like local crews like that. And for us as a venue to go back, like, you know, we empty the warehouse out after every event so that it feels like whoever comes in next has really full control over how they set it up. So kind of to offer something like that was really nice. But I've got to say, like, there's always things about events that I notice something happens differently at Exchange that I'm sure it happens in other venues, but it's a bit behind the scenes. For me, it was a couple of things happened. There's a guy that came down from Wellington who does sound, some sound engineering and runs... quite a few, I guess, experimental events, music events. And he was just like, man, there is nothing like this place in Wellington. I'm guessing he saw like the studios.
Oh, wow, cool.
Showed him the apartments upstairs. And he was just like, man, this is like really wild. And I was like, yeah, you know, and the cool thing is too, is that the way that we're set up, you know, legally, which I don't talk about often, but, you know, we have a company so that we can run a business, which essentially pays the bills.
Yeah.
We have a charitable trust set up so that we can get funding to support arts projects and things that we want to go for. And then we also have an Exchange Foundation, which is the thing that I'm probably going to be focusing on most for the next couple of years, which is so that we can basically have multiple locations across the country.
So we
can start kind of connecting venues or having venues across the country that are connected to each other, and the network is a little bit more connected.
That's awesome.
We hear a lot of, I guess, artists and different creatives that do something at Exchange often for the first time and like an art exhibition or something, and then they're like, oh, and I really want to go to, you know, Wellington and do a show, but
then
I have
it's
to
like,
find a place to stay. I have to find a, you know, a gallery to show my
and
work.
And then it's talking to an entirely different group of people that have no idea what you just
what's
did.
Going on.
Yeah.
So I kind of like blew his mind a bit. Like, he was just like, whoa, that's like pretty incredible to hear that there's like, you know, that kind of infrastructure is brewing. So happy to share that, those kind of moments where people are just like, whoa, this is cool. And especially Wellington, you know, their I think median house price just went over $1 million.
So
we've had, I think we counted 11 artists that have moved down, or like creative friends of ours that have moved down from Wellington in the last like month.
Wow.
And it's tell you, it's classic gentrification. And,
of course.
You know, so our move is to make, you know, housing more affordable. A lot of them lived at The Exchange as they moved to Christchurch and then found their way around the city and the community and stuff. And now they're kind of settling in. So recruiting more creative people to the city definitely on my
list. I mean, I don't want to scare people, but Christchurch has always been known for having pretty cheap rent, especially for student places compared to the rest
for
of the
sure.
country.
Yeah.
But it's starting to creep up.
Yeah.
Like the flat that I'm living in at the moment, when we got it, we were like, oh, it's a little bit more than other places, but it's a nice place. We'll take it. And apparently the place we're in is going to be one of the cheapest four bedrooms in our agent's like repertoire for next year. So they're all starting to creep up as well. Which
tricky.
Which is fun.
Yeah.
What other fun stuff is happening in The Exchange? I was looking through the calendar a little bit before. You got some vinyl fairs, more events.
chc.co.nz, Josh.
Yeah,
I see you.
You know, I know where to go.
Yeah, we We have the vinyl fair coming up on Wednesday night, so anyone who's into their vinyl, come along. It's going to be an open deck and kind of market
night,
so check out the event for that. That, and then along with a vinyl night towards the end of the month, we're going to be shifting more into where we have an event that just happens every month. Mm-hmm. So putting the word out there for what people feel like is kind of lacking in the city. We also did this down-tempo night once. And for just more chill rave music, basically, it was called the Chill Rave. And we realized that I think like 80% or more, maybe around 80% of the people who came were women. And I think there was something about like a less intense dance environment that I felt like
and also
it's
not
a safer environment to go
and
out.
And not in that like club scene as well, where it's like very, you know, there's a certain certain type of person that is drawn to those places in town that you may not want to hang out with. For lack of a better word.
So something different. And I think right now I'm working with the crew at Exchange as well and just doing a all femmes kind of rave so that there's all female DJs and only female audience for just a night a month maybe or something like that.
That's super cool.
Yeah, that and the vinyl night. Exchange Presents, we'll be doing something again once a month and getting back to like our monthly potluck so we have time to just sit down and eat together for people who have never been. So yeah, that's kind of the rhythm that we're aiming for now.
Amazing.
The Friday night, 8 p.m., we have Ernesto is a friend of ours who's DJed quite a few disco and funk gigs. He's throwing a celebration night of 80s and 90s Chicago kind of house music.
Cool.
And the intention of the In Our House, We Are All Equal is the name of the event. Is it's geared towards the LGBTQ community. Cool. And putting it out there for people who feel like wearing drag and just having fun and expressing themselves and again kind of safer space with their community. So that's going to be Friday night at 8.
Amazing.
Thursday we're going to be doing something. We don't have an event up, but we're kind of going to make it a casual weekly thing. Possibly Thursday, we'll see if what works for most people. But just focusing on a kind of a creative afternoon. There's a lot of like freelancers out there that work from home that may, you know, want to engage more with a co-working space, but co-working spaces are pretty businessy or startup-y.
Definitely.
Sometimes even techie.
Yeah.
So we want to start hosting a kind of a creative specific afternoon for coming in and working at Exchange. And then me being around as a bit of a, my visa is a community arts worker. So my idea is that I can help people with their creative ideas. And that's kind of what I've always used Exchange to do, but not everything needs to be centered around the Exchange. It can be anything people are working on. So spending an afternoon with other people working kind of around each other and having certain times of the day that we can, everyone can have a time to share what it is that they're working on, what they need help with, or questions about funding. So there's the Creative Community Scheme grant that the council has, and applications close at the end of August. So for the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be kind of open for sitting down with people and helping them write applications for their creative ideas. If anybody has never applied for a grant before, they can come in and chat. I'm not super experienced at it because we don't depend on grants, but the council team is super helpful. So I've always been able to get a lot of answers to questions around arts funding from them. But to be able to sit down with someone casually and just have a chat about it and say, and kind of first feel out the idea and refine it a bit, I feel like it's really helpful whenever you can just have people around that are also working on creative projects.
For sure.
So we're going to have that up on Thursday. And right now the cafe is also still on pause because we're kind of refurbishing the kitchen. So if anyone does come by and wants to come into the Exchange and hang out or work, just feel free to call the number and we'll come down and unlock the doors. Or we'll be in there hanging out too. It's not quite the cafe vibe that we have had for the last few years, but people are still welcome to come and check it out. So just wanted to put that out there.
Very cool. Well, people can go to xchc.co.nz. It's got all the events there, or a Facebook page, which is also xchc, if I'm correct. So you can go there to see all of them. Make sure you stay up to date with everything that's going on.
Yeah, is there everything pre-sent? Do you have any final words for our listeners?
One shout out for the Green Lane Markets, which you guys probably hear a lot about and share because they've been kind of popping up around the city. The next one's going to be on Friday evening of the 27th, I believe, is the Friday at the end of August. Let me have a look. 27th, yeah.
Trying to find the poster in the room, because yes, surely yeah. it's Grey Stuff.
No, we don't, no, yeah. we don't have
we'll be talking about
one,
it on Thursday anyway, oh, on nice. Green Line.
Nice, mm. yeah. So it's going to be at Cathedral Junction, but I, from the exchange front, the
Function
last
Function in the
time,
Junction.
Yeah, Function in the Junction. It's a great name.
Clever.
So the exchange at the last one got invited to have artists come and do some panels. So they mm-hmm. build these panels for us, and we yes. did a bunch of live art in the streets, which was fun. If anybody wants to get involved in that, we're going to be doing it again on Friday and Saturday with that crew.
Cool.
So if there's any creatives out there that want to have a go with kind of just doing something fun in public
yeah.
With us, then just please get in touch.
Very cool. Wow.
We love a bit of public
Hell
fun.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming into the studio, Preston, receptionist to the Osatahi art scene.
Hell yeah, thank you so much.
See you guys.